This year, Dell Technologies wants to help you do amazing things with their best tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Again, that's dell.com/deals.
Live from Las Vegas, home of Super Bowl 58.
True.
It's the Rich Eisen Show.
It's humbling because I never thought I would be in this many Super Bowl games.
When you look at the 49er logo, you think of success in Super Bowls.
Today's guests, actor and comedian Keegan-Michael Key, Pro Football Hall of Famer and Super Bowl champion Steve Young, then Rod Woodson, WWE World Heavyweight Champion Seth Rollins, Buccaneers quarterback Baker Mayfield, Vikings wide receiver Justin Jefferson, and now... it's Rich Eisen.
Ah, yes, we have made it. We are in the Super Bowl city of Las Vegas, Nevada. Welcome to the Rich Eisen Show, live on the Roku channel from Las Vegas at the TurboTax Studio. I am your humble host, Rich Eisen. Thrilled to be here with you. For the next 3 hours, we've got quite a stupendous guest list in our green room right now, waiting to come out. Our first guest of the Super Bowl week live here in Las Vegas is none other than the host of NFL Honors tomorrow night for a third time. The hilarious and lovely and potentially a little bit heartbroken because he's a Lions fan, Keegan-Michael Key's coming out. And then Hall of Famer Steve Young follows him. And then Hall of Famer Rod Woodson follows him. And then Seth Rollins, WWE superstar, follows him. Baker Mayfield and Justin Jefferson round out our first day of guests here at Super Bowl 58 with the Chiefs. And the 49ers getting set to play for the Lombardi Trophy on Sunday. Good to see my guys here as well. Chris Brockman,
Rich,
here
we go
again.
We're back.
TJ Jefferson, look at you, man.
I want to let everybody know I made up my bed this morning.
Oh, in the hotel. Did you really
I made
do that?
My bed.
Yes.
Guess what I did not do?
Yeah, I could see that.
Mike Del Tufo. He drove out this weekend. He's here. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Rich.
Your residency has begun here in Vegas.
I'm here.
Spinning records here in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Can't play the encore pool, though.
We just left the blackjack table like 2 hours ago.
I'm up 80 bucks if anyone cares.
Did you really? It's funny. Last night, I was out having dinner. By the way, sitting in Frank Sinatra's booth at the Golden Steer, which is a great way to start off a Las Vegas weekend. By the way, just dropping names right off the bat, the chairman of the board. But we were talking at dinner about, you know, how I am an NFL employee. I have to just go straight through, right to the elevator and go up. There's no gaming for this kid, okay? The only gaming is going to be when the Niners and the Chiefs have at it. And so, but would I have an issue if any Rich Eisen Show individual gambled this week? What if I set some sort of standard where you can't gamble this week?
I would immediately not listen to it.
I'm already up 60 bucks.
I'd probably be okay with it, but Brockman could never adhere to it.
Are you a gambler, TJ? You've never really spoken about it.
I like to dabble a little bit.
I gotta say, this guy was playing first base last night, Rich, doing a great job. Playing by the book.
Oh, yeah?
All that time that he and I spent during the commercial breaks and him yelling at me about not hitting and hitting, it paid off last night.
He followed every rule.
Literally.
First base?
Okay. First base.
So you were Big Poppy, not Buckner?
He was. I was playing second base.
I like to think myself more as Keith Hernandez.
I was a little Pedroia.
How about that little broadside at the Red Sox, which I didn't expect to be doing today? All right, so we are here again at the TurboTax Studio Live on the Roku channel all week long. We're so excited to be here, and it's our job to give you a sense of what it's like to be in a Super Bowl city. And I've never been in this city for a Super Bowl ever before. And behind us, if you're watching on the Roku channel, is the Nickelodeon set.
Yes, it
there's
going to
be kids running around here just for today,
some
not Thursday in front
coming
of
down, maybe.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Slime? No way.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So if you hear that, if you're listening on Westwood One Radio or this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate, Sirius XM Odyssey, or our podcast later on, that's what you might pick up and hear. So the Chiefs and the 49ers are now in their work week. They're now flat. They're done with the initial media on Monday, and now Super Bowl Wednesday. I don't know Patrick Mahomes' specific Super Bowl routine that he says he's now in specifically, but, you know, practices are going on and game plans have been installed, and I'm assuming tickets have been delivered to the proper people, and now they just can start to buckle down. It's their final media availability of the week today, and then on Thursday the coaches will have a final media availability on Friday, and then off we go. So one thing that I want to hit before we get to our guest list is – what might turn the tide? What might actually make the huge difference? What might be the, if you will, ultimate deciding factor of Super Bowl 58? And we've each come up with one just to make sure that we can just drill down and nail down. I've been asking everybody, and you'll hear again as we go through our guest list today and on Thursday and on Friday, asking everyone, Super Bowl 58 is going to come down to what?
Yep.
I've asked that. You might have already heard that multiple times of our guests already this week. Now it's time for us to actually answer that question.
Okay.
And it's the ultimate deciding factor presented by BMW. So I'll go first. And I think Super Bowl 58 is going to boil down. The ultimate deciding factor of Super Bowl 58 is going to be whether Steve Spagnuolo, the defensive coordinator of the Chiefs, and his defense can speed up Brock Purdy by making him speed his game up, that he will not be comfortable sitting back and surveying, that once he gets to his back foot and he sees his first read covered, what about read two? What about read three? Can he stay upright in time to get through all that, or will he feel rushed in a way that he's speeding up way too much and seeing ghosts, like, say, he did on Christmas night when he saw the ghosts of the Baltimore Ravens all over the place? If the Chiefs can speed up Brock Purdy, that's the ultimate deciding factor, because if they can't and Brock Purdy can actually show up with his efficient self, as we established yesterday in the show open, he led the league in passer rating this year. If his efficiency is affected because he's sped up, I think that's the ultimate deciding factor of Super Bowl 58. What about you, Chris?
I like it. Rich, I'm going with the 49ers side as well, but I'm looking at their ability to run the football. We know how great the Chiefs' defense has been this year overall. Less than great against the run. They give up the eighth most yards per carry, 4.5 on the season. And look, we know how great Christian McCaffrey is. Might win MVP, might win Offensive Player of the Year. He's got to be that exact guy for the 49ers. He has 188 rushing yards in the playoffs. He has 37 carries. Let's go. He needs to be 20-plus carries. They got to run the football and Rich. But in doing so, you keep Patrick Mahomes on the bench. You can't let that guy out there, because when he's out there, we know what he is. He's one of the greatest of all time, and he can put points on the board for Kansas City, but he can't do that if he's on the bench. And by running the football and running the football effectively, long drives, 6, 7, 8 minutes, they keep Patrick Mahomes off the field, they can win this game.
And, of course, when you say running the football, it's Christian McCaffrey. I mean,
absolutely.
I don't know if there is a particular, what's the word for it, opportunity?
Ooh.
For you.
Ooh, interesting.
To proposition.
Ooh,
whether Elijah Mitchell gets a carry in the Super Bowl.
Fatigue. Oh, could do that.
It's entire. Well, if you remember, McCaffrey, you know, landed on his head.
He got DDT.
Yeah.
And at the end of the NFC Championship game, and came out of the game, and Elijah Mitchell scored the touchdown.
Real
that
quick.
Put the Niners up by 10, which was the eventual deciding points in that one. Your ultimate deciding factor for Super Bowl 58, TJ, is what?
Well, Rich, my ultimate deciding factor, I put a lot of thought into this, and I think it boils down to one thing, and that's the international dateline. See, the international dateline is what's going to help Taylor Swift make it from her concert in Japan to Las Vegas, Nevada, to cheer on her boo thing, Travis Kelce, during the Super Bowl. And as we know, or at least I know, because I've been reading the script all season.
Oh, you have that? Okay.
I kind of know what's going on. I didn't want to ruin anything, but Taylor Swift being there, because you know when there's girls in the stands, Travis wants to, like, step up. He's going for that Super Bowl record. What is it, 14 catches?
14 catches.
I think we're going to see 15 catches by Travis Kelce. He's going to get busy, all because his girl made it from Japan due to the, you know, the time zone change and all that. I think she's the key to the Chiefs winning. Look, it's a very...
You really went there.
It's driving the wedge through a lot of people right now. And I've just come to the realization that either... Got to go with it, or you just
embrace it.
You fight it and argue it. So I'm just going to embrace it right now.
Good job, well done.
Because you know this is her 13th game that she's attending.
Oh, oh goodness!
Yeah. See, you smell what the Rock is.
After winning her 13th Grammy right over the weekend,
that's what happened.
Yeah, yeah.
So. How many and how many times is it 13 time zones between Japan and Vegas? There's probably not.
There's 13 rows on her PJ.
Oh my God.
13 hour flight.
You don't even know about that. She likes 13 green M&Ms in a bowl.
But if we can draw just a slight football strand from your tapestry that you just weaved, it is Kelsey. Now who did we have on? Was it? Who did we have on yesterday? I believe it was Antonio Pierce, the head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, saying, you got to man up on Kelsey. Yeah. Like, do not play zone on Travis Kelsey.
Right.
Because if you play zone on him, he will find
every
spot. Yes. Every spot will be found, and the quarterback knows exactly where he's going to be, even when they are just improvising anyway. So, making sure that Travis Kelsey does not have a day.
I mean, he was 11 for 11 in the AFC Championship game.
Including the one that Mahomes ran around, made a sandwich,
and just looked like he was
then flipped it up.
And was like, and Kelsey, okay, got it.
And Kelsey just, you know,
dove
for it. Yeah. And that was the moment that it created a first down on a 16-play drive that eventually put the Chiefs up in Baltimore that made everyone, I think, in Baltimore feel like,
oh, gosh, here we
this
go.
May just not be our day after the Ravens had just tied it. So. Those are all of our ultimate deciding factors for Super Bowl 58, and that was the ultimate deciding factor presented by BMW. And speaking of BMW, they're getting fans excited for the big game with a hilarious call to action. They're asking people to give their best Christopher Walken in the hashtag Talkin' Like Walken challenge on TikTok. Anybody want to send us off right here? TJ, do you do one, right? Do one?
Rich, you know, there's only one Christopher Walken, and he's here in Vegas. It's great to see you, Roku Joe. Hello.
Ladies and
how
gentlemen,
are you?
Listen, look at you.
Wow.
Starting us off.
He's been practicing all morning.
Thank you. Ma'am, your husband has the back of a coal miner. I know because I mine coal. Mm.
Well, there's only one ultimate driving machine. Keep an eye out for BMW during the big game on Sunday. Well done. All right, we have the host of NFL Honors sitting in our green room.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it's time to bring him out.
Is it our purple room, technically?
We can call it that.
Yeah,
in our purple room.
Hey.
Why not? Look at you.
Well done, TJ.
TJ Jefferson.
Look at you.
I mean, I got to earn my keep here. You know what I'm saying.
Right. But you're already up 60.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I'm 80.
You're up 80? And you're up 60? I'm living vicariously.
I'm up like 45.
Oh!
Did you really play blackjack this morning before getting to work?
No. Well, I mean, technically,
it was post midnight.
It was post midnight, technically.
Oh, my God, I don't even know this stuff. Outstanding. Let's take a break. We're off and running here from Las Vegas at the Super Bowl Experience for Super Bowl 58. Our live coverage of the big game on the Roku channel has kicked off, and our first guest is none other than the host of NFL Honors, one of our favorites, Keegan-Michael Key, when we come back.
On the Bigger Pockets Real Estate Podcast, co-host David Green and Rob Abasolo interview real estate investors and entrepreneurs about successes, failures, and hard-earned lessons. Joined by author Dave Meyer.
Who wrote a book?
I did write a book.
It seems like you're coming out with a book every 4 minutes.
You're one to talk. You've released 2 books this year. I've done half as many as you.
It is more about strategy than it is about just finding whatever the new buzzword happens to be.
Bigger Pockets Real Estate Podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen.
America starts the day with America in the Morning. Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather. Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
In New York, I'm Sue Aller.
I'm Charles Tillotesma.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Clayton Neville.
I'm Kevin Carr.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
All right, we are back here live in Las Vegas, Nevada. I still can't believe we're in Las Vegas for a Super Bowl. It is wild. A very warm place is frozen over for that to happen. But we are so thrilled to have right here to kick off our Super Bowl week. First of two times I'm going to introduce him because our radio audience is going to return in about 90 seconds now. The brilliant Keegan-Michael Key. Good to see you, sir. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, that's worthy of
applause. Oh, thank you. Woo. I applaud you guys.
Golf claps, stuff like that. Good to see
you. It's good to see you, Rich.
I know. By the way, that sounded weird. Where I'm like, yes, it is good. It is good for you to see me. So I understand that. But awesome to have you here.
I'm so glad. I want to say first off, before anything else, I want to thank you
for
your unmitigated support for my Detroit Lions through this entire season. You have been talking them up. You have been a true believer for the entirety of this campaign, and I am forever grateful.
Thank you, sir.
Forever grateful.
The bottom line is the number of Michiganders I have run into in my day.
Yes, yes.
And I just know, because I also went to the Silverdome when I was in college there.
Oh, of course you did.
And the Jets played the Lions in like the late 80s, and they both sucked so bad that when I walked in, they told me to take any seat.
They told you to take any seat.
Any seat.
Yeah, you can sit anywhere.
Take a seat.
45-yard line, third row, anywhere you want to go.
It's yours.
Yeah, it's
yours.
That's what
they said. Take it. And so bottom line is I know the depths from which you came.
I know. It was a stark time. I remember when I was a kid, when I was a young kid, though, we were doing okay. And those 82, 83 season when we had Billy Sims,
yes,
we were pretty good back then. We made not a playoff run, but went to the playoffs, which is all you could expect from us at that time.
Yeah.
And who did we have under center? Eric Hipple.
Eric Hipple
was Hipple. Under center at the time.
And you needed to separate the two.
Yeah, you have to say Eric Hipple. I got a little extra in there.
Keegan-Michael Key is here on the Rich Eisen Show. We're back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Couldn't have asked for a more happy face to see to start this
week, man.
You're one of my favorites, Keegan-Michael Key, and congrats on another NFL honors gig.
Yes.
You're awesome, man. This is three for you, right?
This is my third one, yeah. 2017, okay. 2022, and now this year. And I am really, really looking forward to this. And again, we have a nice family. It's going to be a family affair.
Mm-hmm.
You know my lovely wife, Elle.
Yes.
She is an executive producer and one of the head writers on the program, and so she's going to make me look good.
Yeah.
And we've got We've got a show that I think is going to do Vegas proud. I really do.
It's at Resorts World, and I saw, you know, a couple of months ago a mock-up of what the set is going to look like.
Oh, you did?
And it looked ridiculous. I'm wondering what it looks like in real life.
I feel like it's massive. It's absolutely massive. And I, if the show goes well, I think we're going to do a residency.
That'll work.
We'll come back. But twice a week, just on weekends, just Fridays and Saturdays. And it's going to be a Vegas smorgasbord. That's the best way for me actually to describe the show that's going to happen tomorrow. It's going to be a Vegas smorgasbord. We're going to really pull out all the stops and make this a special one.
And I know you got the commissioner singing the last time.
We had the commissioner singing last time. The commissioner has been called. He's been pressed into action again.
Okay.
I hesitate to say what he's going to be doing,
mm-hmm.
but he is he's going to be part of the action.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So did he need an arm twisted this time around?
Well, let me see. Elle spoke to him at length.
She is the
secret weapon behind everything that happens at the NFL Honors.
Right.
I feel, and
uh-huh.
it's certainly in regard to getting Roger Goodell to do things you would never expect him to do.
Like sing.
Like sing, yeah. And he sang very well. I mean, he had his one line, and when he was in the spotlight, I really felt that he delivered. Do you guys remember that?
Of course.
Do you remember him singing in 2022?
Roger sang at the Honors in Las Vegas.
I do remember that.
In our opening number where I sang that whole song, we went to him, and I thought he really killed it. He knocked it out of the park.
I remember that.
And this year around, we've asked a little more of him.
Oh.
And you will see.
I'm trying to.
You're trying to. Put you're trying two to imagine what it would be. If you can
is
think of
a math. Is he, is, there's no math involved.
There's
right?
no math so involved. Okay. There's no math
okay.
involved.
Okay. Yeah. So is he dance as well?
Not. Not a dance.
Okay.
Well.
Well, all right, okay.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, NFL honors.
It's percolating, right? Now it's percolating for
That's
you.
Right.
You're
okay.
going, what could it possibly
what
be?
What could it possibly be?
If you go through all the litany of shows that you could see at Vegas.
Yes.
And start to, in your mind, kind of go, could it be this kind of show? Could it be that kind of show? What kind of show could it be? You will come upon it eventually. You just won't know
absinthe,
exactly
right?
What it
it's
is.
Absinthe? What's right? That? He's doing the absinthe show?
An absinthe show?
Yeah.
Roger's going to chug a bottle of absinthe on stage.
It is
that
Vegas.
That would be a ratings goal. Ratings goal.
That would be exactly that.
Ratings
is there
goal.
Magic involved in this show with a man named Mike?
There could be some magic involved in the show.
There's no thunder, be. If that's what you're asking. Get
no
off
thunder,
that.
There's no thunder.
There's no thunder. Keegan-Michael Key here on the Rich Eisen Show. So you were in Santa Clara, right, for the NFC Championship?
I was there for the NFC Championship.
Did I see you in a
game.
Were you in a Barry Sanders gamer? Did I see that?
These are the words that were in my head. Authentic replica. An authentic replica jersey. It was an away jersey from Barry's rookie season.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it's one of my lucky jerseys. When I'm at a game, I always wear a Barry jersey.
Yes.
At home, Dick Night Train Lane. When I'm feeling that there's a...
That's your home?
That's my home jersey when I'm at home on the couch.
Yeah.
And especially I'll also wear a Calvin Johnson jersey occasionally, but I like to wear my Dick Night Train Lane jersey whenever I feel we're coming up against a team that's got a pretty effective aerial attack.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to evoke the power of Dick Night Train Lane and fill the DBs with that power. That's my, yeah. So I've got my...
Well, it worked this year.
It did work this year, yeah.
That sounds like an excellent system that you had working.
Especially when we got CJ back, when we got CD Deuce back, yeah.
Dude, I mean...
That guy.
Well, halftime... What was going through your skull, man?
At halftime, I went to the Lions box. I hugged Brad Holmes. I hugged Rod Woods,
uh-huh.
the president of the team.
Yeah.
I hugged Agnew, Ray Agnew.
Hugs all around.
There were hugs all around. And then I shook Chris Spielman's hand. Chris was locked in. I kind of gave him like a half hug, like a pseudo hug.
Yeah.
And then Chris goes, we got to finish it. Intense to the last. He's always in. He's very
sounds
intense.
Like it. He's a linebacker.
He's locked in. Linebacker.
Sure.
Locked in.
Yeah.
And I started to kind of well up a little bit. I started to think the dream can come true. This will be the first time in my life that in anybody's life. My life. Forget my life. This will be the first time in anybody's life that the Lions go to the Super Bowl. And I started getting a little verklempt. And I left the suite with a little skip in my step, and went back to our suite. And then it happened. And then halftime was over and it happened. Oh, my God,
it
Rich.
It did, in fact, happen.
Rich, what happened?
Well,
When Brandon Ayuk, when Vildor went up to, which I thought, I was watching it live, and I thought, oh, this is going to be a pick. We're going to have two picks. And this will rattle Brock Purdy, and I can't believe it, we're going to the Super Bowl. When that bounced off his helmet and into Brandon Ayuk's hands, that's when I knew. That's the moment I knew we were in trouble.
That was when the SOL popped out.
The SOL
same
started
old,
to started to seep up from the turf.
I mean, that
right
photograph.
There. Oh my God! Look at that.
It's just like you can't make up that the ball that's currently encircled by the Lion will wind up a 51-yard catch by the Niner.
Not in this configuration. Certainly not in this photo.
Right. Like, if you were asked what will happen next.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to gather that in for an INT.
Yes. You're not saying...
Did you see that Brandon Ayuk was also quoted as saying that earlier in the day a ladybug had landed on his shoe or had landed on his leg or something like that? Did you guys see that?
What?
I
knew about it.
And he said he knew. Yeah. At that moment in time, he knew it was going to be that kind of day. Now, much credit to my wife again. Elle was... She was a staunch supporter to the end. I mean, I was like ripping my hair out.
Your beard.
Thank you, my beard. Thank you very much. My beard was a little bit. I was a
Good
little
catch.
More hirsute at the time. Good catch.
Good catch.
I was a little more hirsute at the time, but she remained steadfast the whole time. Even after the late touchdown, She goes, they can get this onside kick. They can get this onside kick. So she kept me. She kept the embers burning. You know, it was tough,
dude. I mean, for you to be the host of an NFL honors at a Super Bowl with the Lions, and that for you to have a big gig like that is like I don't. This is not rubbing it in. It's just I just know how many Lions fans wanted this one so bad.
Oh my God, it was so. But I do feel
yes.
I do feel that we are built. You've heard the phrase through the season. In locker rooms, after locker rooms, there'll be speeches by Dan or by Jared Goff, and they would say, we're built for this. We're built for this.
Yes.
And I think that not only do they mean that on any given Sunday, they also mean it in regard to the fact that the team is young, that the culture has been set. I think we can make runs at the NFC Championship for the next 5-6 years.
Yeah, Jahmyr Gibbs is going to be one of the best running backs in all of football.
Absolutely.
If not already.
I thought he had a tremendous season, almost a 1,000-yard season.
Yes.
And David Montgomery, who I think is the thunder with our thunder and lightning combo,
yes.
had a 1,000-yard season.
Yes.
And he's not the speed back. So I think things really bode well for us.
I agree.
Yeah.
Do we know if Dan Campbell's going to be there tomorrow night?
I don't know. I don't think he is.
You don't think so?
I don't think he is. Right. I
because that's one of those things where if you make fun of him,
right,
and he's there, that's not,
no. Yeah.
What we call optimum.
We'll check. Know? We'll make sure. We'll definitely make sure up to the last. We'll have last second checks on if
check
Dan Campbell's going to be there.
That's an Omaha moment.
That's an Omaha moment. We're going to audible that just one. Like I'm going to audible that monologue.
Because, wow. That would be something. But have you met him? Have you ever met him?
I've met him several times, actually.
Yeah.
And he's actually been lovely. You can see that he's
sure.
another one of these guys who's locked in.
Yeah.
He's a football player.
Yeah.
And on game day, he's really, really focused. But he takes that moment to give me a hug, to give Elle a hug, and just acknowledge that we're there and thanks us for the support, and then goes right back to his business. He's been wonderful.
Host of NFL Honors, Keegan-Michael Key, is here. So we're going to go fanboy. Right now, all year long, because of Aaron Rodgers being in the spotlight.
Yes.
All year long, the famed sketch of you saying Aaron, the teacher that has an interesting sense of names and pronouncing names.
Right.
We created multiple drops of Aaron, where are you, and all of that. I just would love to know the genesis of that set.
Of that sketch,
what is that?
The genesis came from Jordan playing Madden. When we were doing our pilot, we were working out of his apartment, and there were days when I would arrive and he'd be playing Madden, and there are days when I would leave and he would as I was leaving, I could hear him turning on Madden.
Yeah.
And he was really obsessed with Madden at the time. And one day during a writing session, he said to me, he goes, Keegan, do you know that there's a guy who plays for the Jets? The New York Jets, named DeBrickishaw Ferguson. I said, oh yeah. Oh yeah, Jordan. And then I go, DeBrickishaw Ferguson, that guy is the tip of the iceberg. I said, wait till you see some of these college guys' names.
Yes.
And it was his idea. So then I had said to him, I don't know if you know, but in professional games, when they introduce the lineups for the players, they'll do the little shot of the bust of the guy, and the guy will say his name. He'll say, what position he plays and what school he went to. And Jordan didn't know this. And Jordan goes, oh, I didn't know that. And I was like, yeah, so that's how they introduce guys. And I told him about when Charles Woodson said, Charles Woodson, you know the school. He just said, you know the school.
He loved that.
And he was like, we did? And he goes, on national television, he just said, you know the school. And then a week later, I can't remember if it was like a few days later. It makes a better story if I say a few days later.
Sure.
But I feel like it was a week later, or maybe even 2 weeks later, he comes into our office and just sets a script in front of me. And it has Jadinklage Morgoon, Le Carpatron Duke Marriott, Jack Marius, Tech Theratrix, Quattro. It had all the names in it.
Yeah.
And I think really the only name I added to the script was Dan Smith from BYU.
Which is brilliant.
You had to do Dan Smith from BYU.
That is brilliant of the name and the school that you would associate Dan Smith
with. Yeah, exactly. And that's the origin of the sketch. He just one night wrote it. He just wrote it one night and came in with it the next day. Wrote the whole thing. made up all of those names. It was really extraordinary.
That was the East-West.
That was the East-West. Bowl. The East-West, yes. College Bowl. Yeah.
The sketch that I was referring to was the one where you're the teacher, where you mispronounced all the names in the class.
Oh, my gosh, I'm sorry, class. Because of A.A. Ron. I'm sorry, because of A.A. Ron. Yes. I was thinking about all the other names. I'm sorry.
No, it's all wrong sketch.
No, also very funny.
By the way,
yes,
I wanted to know
you
that
wanted
story,
to know that anyway,
too.
Right?
That's where I would have gone next. But the sketch where you're the teacher calling roll and blowing all the names and getting angrier and angrier at the students.
Yeah. Balake.
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 And you want to go to war, Balake? Because we could go to war, Balake. Because I don't play. Okay? Balake? Blake? I don't play. Because if you want to go to war, we can go to war. It's so much fun. One of our great writers wrote that sketch.
Yeah.
And I remember we were looking at the sketch and going, oh, this is a solid sketch. This is a pretty solid sketch.
Solid.
We had no idea it was solid. Right? Solid. Right. We had no idea it was going to turn into what it turned out. And then we did a Super Bowl special. I can't remember what year it was, but Jordan and I did a Super Bowl special, and we did another East-West Bowl. And we did it with real players. And DeBrickashaw Ferguson did it with us.
Amazing.
DeBrickashaw Ferguson, Ismaili Kitchen, Frosty Rucker.
Didn't Rogers do one?
And Rogers did one. And he actually, this is what he said. He said, Aaron Rodgers. He's his last name.
That was his?
That was his. He came up with that. Aaron Rodgers.
Rodgers.
Rodgers. And then I think he said Butte. Something, well, Butte Central High School or what?
Well, he went to Community Butte Community College.
Butte Community College.
That's where Cal found him. That's where Jeff Tedford found him. He was going to Butte.
Butte Community
College. That's a legitimate college that he attended.
So it was a JUCO.
It was a JUCO.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where Cal found him, and now the rest is history. Now he's Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. It was so good.
Where are you?
That's it. I mean, do you have all the drops that we've been playing all year long?
Oh,
the
yeah.
Insolent and churlish is one of the funniest lines that
insubordinate.
Insubordinate
and churlish. That was improvised. I improvised that line. I don't know where I came from. And Aaron Rodgers loves that. Anytime I see him, he just goes, insubordinate and churlish.
Does he really?
He does. Every time he sees me, he says, insubordinate and churlish. Every single time I see the guy.
It's a brilliant sketch.
Our writers knocked that one out of the park. They really did. Yeah.
Balake.
D-Nice.
You mean Denise?
Oshag Hennessy's
office.
That's my favorite.
Oshag Hennessy's your favorite?
Yeah. Principal O'Shaughnessy?
And it all starts with Jake Quellen.
Yeah.
Principal O'Shaughnessy. Jake Quellen.
Jake Quellen.
Do you mean Denise?
Oh, my gosh.
It's good stuff.
Oh, Keegan-Michael Key, you're awesome. Elle, who's here as well, she's awesome. You guys are awesome together.
Yeah,
and I can't wait to see what you're cooking up for NFL on.
Are we going
to
do some...
Apparently, what we're going to do is
we're going to have a little competition. Huh?
We're going to have a competition. Do we want to do that now or during the break, Mike Hoskins? What do you want to do? Okay, no, let's do it right. You want to get it right now?
Yeah, let's do it right now, yeah.
So what were you going to do? Put our mics on, Mike. You got the mics on? Here we go. Let's get up.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go. I hear it. We're walking over to
in 2 days.
Good, man. I'm good. I'm telling you.
Do we have a stick mic here? I'll take that.
Okay. Come on. So, Rich, we each get 10 throws to see how many points we can get.
One, two, three.
You want to call?
Oh, you
call
back. I got this.
I will go first.
10
throws. Okay. 10 throws.
Here we go.
All right.
Nate Burleson, you have the mic.
Do I have 10?
This is the biggest matchup that we've been waiting for.
And this is high stakes here.
Keegan-Michael Key up first.
First throw.
He starts solid, slides off the back end, scales it back, goes in.
That's a one.
I like that. One for two.
Oh.
One for three.
One for three.
Two.
Now he's two for four. He's finding his rhythm.
Oh.
He's locked in. I believe this one is going in. And it slides off the back.
That's six.
Here we go.
Oh, I gotta get it. Right, I gotta straighten it out.
I need you to lock in. Come on.
Gotta
come
lock in. Oh, wow. That might have been the worst one.
Come on, baby.
We're in his grill.
I have a tiger.
We're in his grill.
Let's go.
Oh,
last one.
Last one. 10. Okay, here we go.
Keegan Mahomes.
This is to make it three.
No. Oh, when you said Mahomes, I was channeling it. Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh.
All right.
I got it right. It skipped on me.
I just need to get three.
I've got 4 points.
All right.
Okay, I have 4 points for what I have on the board.
On the board.
Do I get extra points for in the hole?
And the hole is three.
So you got six.
I got six, and you had three on the board. Six and four on the board, right? Six and four on the board.
All right.
There you go.
Let's so I have 10 points.
Here.
All right, I'll hold these for you.
By the way, no surprise.
We're piloting a new show called Cornhole Live.
Cornhole Live. I like this.
Let's go, baby. Come on.
All right.
You got this.
That's terrible.
Oh, man.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, man. Off the board. He is starting up terribly.
That's one on the board.
Okay, here we go.
I say take a little off of it. Give it a little loft. Come on, Rich.
Okay. That's terrible.
Don't take that much off.
Wait a minute. He's got one in.
There's one in. Staying on. Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's two.
But you cost the other point, right?
The other point goes away, right?
Yeah, because it slid off.
Because it flew, slid off. Okay.
So how many did you have? Because I got, you had...
How many points did you have? 10 points.
Yeah, 10 points. So right now I've got seven, right?
You've got seven. Okay, so seven. Oh, wait, it's three. It's three if you get it in.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No pressure. Oh, he's feeling the pressure. That's for sure.
Oh!
You guys are some amateurs, man. What in the world? First of all...
I'm from New York. Here's Nate. Okay, now...
Nate's going to go?
Nate's going to go.
Right, I got you.
Yeah, man.
We're playing Cornhole Live. I got you. Here we go.
All right, here we go. Here goes. Okay, the professional athlete. Here we go.
Nate Burleson. That's one on the board. That's one in the hole.
That's two. That's 4 points.
That's one off. That's one on. That's one in the hole. Look at him go.
Oh, that's three in the hole. Oh my God. Oh, in the hole. He's been practicing.
It's five in the hole.
Oh, 17. He almost had a walk-off. 17 points.
Nate Burleson. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Thanks for visiting.
He's our neighbor today.
He's our neighbor today.
Best in the business right here.
Rich Eisen, yeah.
NFL honors. He's going to kick butt. I love you, man.
Same to you, Nate Burleson.
Thank you, Nate.
You're the best. Thanks for coming
by. Good to see you, brother.
He's going to go back. And I love you, too.
I love you, too, buddy. Yeah, this was great.
Keegan Michael Key, everybody, check out NFL Honors on CBS, Paramount Plus, and also NFL Network tomorrow night with Keegan Michael Key. I'm now in last place in the first ever edition and potentially last of Cornhole Live. Here at the Super Bowl. Good to see you, brother.
Good to see you, brother.
We're back with Steve Young in a moment.
Trophy against which all others must be judged.
You have to. Well, hold on a minute.
He just went for it.
Now, Dan.
Wow. What?
Dan, that's a violation.
So why are you not carrying forward the whole Western theme?
I don't know how I collect on that reward back there.
If you do collect that reward money, I hope it's the alive part.
Why are you dressed like Alex P. Keaton?
Well.
I'm trying to get you on a horse before we
go. I know you are. I don't know.
Yeah, Rich.
Oh, Richie's on the horse.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Yeehaw.
Is this going on the Emmy reel? AJ Green using the new glove technology. Oven mitts. All right, he's got that.
Brockman trying to dot the I and look.
Get out.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
AJ Green going along with number one fingers.
Oh, yes!
Everybody's trying to get a Seahawk this week to have a one-on-one interview, and I've got the exclusive. Are you here because you just don't want to get fined?
Here is the connection.
Yes, Bob.
Between me and J.B. Smoove. It involves the cult classic Pootie Tang. It goes without saying, without me, Pootie Tang is nothing.
I'm back there. He was trash talking to me, man. I mean, I wasn't trash talking you.
I look up to you, man.
I was talking you up.
I'm going to sign your pity on a runny kind, brother. And if you want to try to stop me, I got to say the name of.
Cam Newton is here. Who do you think is going to win?
Respectfully, I could care less. Honestly.
Yeehaw.
See, Snoop.
Howdy, partner. I'm doing real good today. I got my cowboy hat on. I'm feeling good.
It's kind of similar. I give you, like, a who's going to win the best TV show award.
What's the Rich Eisen show is the best one, Cam?
Of course.
Three Buffalo gals going around the outside.
We're working. Yes!
Yes! Yes! Yes! Out!
Back here on the Rich Eisen show, we were just showing an arm. Commercial break right there for everybody that's been out on the radio. We just showed on our Roku channel what we were doing in Arizona.
Oh, man.
This is our 10th Super Bowl.
I know.
Unbelievable.
On the Rich Eisen Show.
Insane.
It's nuts.
Wow. Steve Young's making his way to the set as he does that. Just want to remind you that you can stream the Super Bowl on Westwood One for free, sponsored by AutoZone. All season long, hopefully you've been listening to every Westwood One broadcast of the NFL Live on the NFL app by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports or on your Westwood One affiliate stations, digital platforms. Kevin Harlan and Kurt Warner on the call for free. And get in the zone with AutoZone. AutoZone's free battery testing and charging is available for free at your local AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply. So that's one of those moments that we just, you know, we weren't planning on playing Cornhole live on the radio. We weren't planning on Nate Burleson crashing the set.
Yeah, what was that? That was
what? But Mike, I guess we got to have the mics, you know, ready and handy just in case anybody's going to come and crash the set.
Love it, man.
And how about Nate Burleson just stepping up there? But can I blame it on the East Coast in me? I don't. Honestly, when I moved to Michigan to go to school out of the Midwest, and people are like, do you want to play cornhole? I'm like, what are you talking about?
Cornhole's nationwide.
You know?
It is now.
That was weird. Come on in, Nate. Nate's coming in.
Hey!
Nate's coming in. Nate's coming in. Nate's coming in.
I got a little time. You were texting me last week, and I told you
it's all good.
I wouldn't be able to make it, but we're sitting here. We're a little behind. I got to get on the show.
You're the best.
Thank you, brother.
What's up,
I appreciate
it. You're the
you
best.
Guys doing all right?
Yeah, we're good.
Come see on, you, man.
Let's go,
yeah,
baby.
Steve Young's making his way here, so we're going to have
as soon
multiple
as Steve
conversations.
Comes, I'm going to get up. I'm just a, what do you call that, seat filler? Seat warmer?
Seat filler.
Like we're at an award show.
Seat filler. So, Rich, how you been, man?
I'm fine. How are you
doing?
How
you feeling about this game?
I'm feeling great about this game.
Great. We got a good storyline either way, right?
I think you've got a kid who can, in Purdy, become the guy who's making his way here, Young and Montana. You could have him join Young and Montana and win it in his second year as a starting quarterback after being drafted last. In a very late round and getting the job due to injury. Who does that sound like to you?
Tom Brady.
Or Mahomes can win it and be the first quarterback to go back-to-back and win 3 out of 4 since Tom Brady. Like, it's either way, you know
it always
saying?
Points back to Tom Brady.
Well, you know, there's like 7 Super Bowls he's
no
won,
doubt.
You know?
I talked to Patrick Mahomes this week, and I'll tell you what, he has embodied the persona of a villain more so than ever before. You know, I saw something in his eyes that AFC Championship game, and I asked him about that.
Yeah.
I said, I'm not talking about what happened when you and Justin Tucker and Travis Kelce throwing his equipment around, but when I saw you walk on the field, you had a different look in your eyes, a different fire. And he kind of took a breath. He said, I did. He's been hearing the whispers. You know, because I brought this up to him. In sports, we like it when you win. We might even love you. But we hate you when you're dominant. You know, look at Jordan and the Bulls.
Yeah.
Jeter and the Yankees. Brady and the Patriots. There's a moment where a shift happens in the fan base. Collectively, we're like, tired of seeing that guy win.
Even people felt that way about Steph Curry.
Yes.
One of the sweetest,
nicest guy in the world.
Right?
And that was Mahomes, right? The nicest guy in the world.
Right.
And he said this year he felt it more now than ever. And I think that has been his motivation. And if Patrick Mahomes is the villain, man, the NFL better watch out. If you think what he did these first handful of years of his career was impressive, and it can get nasty. But then on the flip side, like you said, Brock Purdy, I believe Brock Purdy represents every man. Not the guy that was drafted number one, not the kid that was picked first at recess. He's not the tall hunk that's in high school. He's the guy that gets overlooked. He's the one that's been chasing the craft and kind of gets pushed to the side. Like, if he wins, I think his story speaks to all of us, more so than some of the superstars we praise.
Yeah, I mean, certainly since we were talking about that on the show yesterday, that when did that kind of flip on Brock Purdy, too? Because last year, his ascension was one of the greatest stories in the NFL that came to an end
100%.
In the NFC Championship game. And now here he is coming back from that injury and playing superb football.
No doubt.
But doesn't have enough of the resume as Mahomes. And people are talking about what Purdy can't do instead of what he has done. It's really weird, man.
It is weird. It's like everybody's trying to find a reason why we don't want to give him credit.
Yeah,
he had a slump during the season, those 3 games where they slid. But my man, he is ice in his veins, man. Like, I was talking to certain players on the roster for the 49ers, and like the most impressive thing about him is that he always feels like he can do better. And he has been playing out of his mind. And I hate it when people say, well, he has Christian McCaffrey and George Kittle and Deebo Samuel and Brandon. So what? Since when did we knock a guy for playing with talented people?
Of course. It's crazy. So are you – you're doing – how much of your pregame show are you doing?
I'm doing the entire pregame show. I have a couple of sit-down interviews in there.
Okay.
We'll do that leading up to the game, right before the game.
When you
head over
out
to the Nickelodeon booth.
That's right. So when you're going to do right up to kickoff?
Right
go
up to
up
kickoff. And go in
with Noah
and
Eagle?
Call the game in the booth. And then at halftime, change clothes again, sit down with the big fellas.
So what, you've got CBS clothing and you've got Nickelodeon clothing?
I got the suit and tie, you know, Timberlake style, and then I have the kid-friendly outfit for the Nickelodeon viewers.
Now, did you check a bag for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, no, I let CBS send the bag.
See, okay, that's what happens. I gave them crap. These guys
check
over here. These guys checked bags.
Well,
for three days.
We did not have the ship ahead option.
Okay. I'm happy to give you the ship ahead option.
Nate. You dripped out. You got the bandana with the flannel.
Maybe you'll understand me a little bit more. I had to bring wardrobe options. I had to bring sneakers. I couldn't just roll up and
have one pair of sneakers.
Nate, you know, we can't do that.
That's a fact. You got to look. If you wear the same sneakers all week, I'm going to call you out on it.
Thank you. I couldn't do that.
You know what I'm saying?
So I had to have options.
And you got a set. You probably had a separate carry-on for your accessories. You got all kind of stuff on. I see you, fam.
You know the routine,
Nate.
The routine. Come on. We here, baby.
Yeah.
Come on. Thank you.
Size 13s as well. He was complaining.
Yeah, they can't fit in like a carry-on.
Yeah,
they got big feet.
Yeah,
I'm a tall drink of water. I got to stretch out.
Exactly.
Wow, that's impressive. So you're going to be quick changing, and you're going to be
changing. Yeah.
And you're going to be
doing
desk
it all.
Analysis,
boom,
and
boom.
Then headset analysis.
Yeah. And
slime.
A kid-friendly
way. Slime.
Got SpongeBob in the booth with us, Patrick.
Yeah.
And then we do the post game. And then I got to wake up a few hours later and co-anchor the show from Vegas for CBS Morning.
Wow.
So I got to wake up at 2 a.m.
Wow.
It's going to be one hell of a
week.
You're
doing your thing.
News, sports, and slime.
Rich,
you are the best, man.
Well, thank you. I can appreciate you saying that, but coming in 2003 at the NFL Network, that was when I first came on as a player.
That's right.
Joined 10 years later as an analyst. From the day I met you, you've been showing that if you grind, you will be rewarded. So thank you for leading the way. I'm
going to
get out of the way because we have the legend.
No, hold on. Take a seat. Sit down.
Steve Young.
Take a seat. What's up, Steve Young? How are you? Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. It's kind of crazy around here, isn't it?
It's you're on your own down here.
Yeah.
You know, it's about a mile on the other side of the mountain.
Yeah.
And it was fine. I got the Sherpa, and we came over the top, and we're good.
Well, here's the thing: is I got like 2-3 minutes for you. So, but maybe you could stay put. Rod Woodson's coming out here too. You got to run out of here.
I'm good.
Run. You good?
I'm good. I'm here. Look, we'll go back over the mountain.
I can't have Steve Young sit here and kick him out after 2.5 minutes. So that's what we're gonna do. We'll have you and Rod Woodson chill together if you're fine with that.
It'll be great.
Okay, cool. So when did you get here? You just got here?
I just got here. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you need to put that? Is that gum or
we're
something
good.
Like that?
It's a cold. We're good. I'm an athlete.
This is amazing.
You almost went full.
I'm athletic.
Full Mickey Loomis. Wasn't there the other day the GM of the Saints? He was chewing gum during his press conference. All right, so I can't. Do you want to give me a sense of who you think is going to win the Super Bowl? I know you can't. Calling a
I've
game.
I've been waffling back and forth, and I'm going to give my.
So then, what do you think it'll come down to then? Nate.
I think it's going to come down to the trenches. I believe Brock Purdy has shown that he plays big in big moments. Patrick Mahomes, he's everything you thought he is and more. So he will be clutch. It's which defensive line and linebacker group can get these quarterbacks off their pivot. Patrick Mahomes loves to extend plays with his legs. He's not afraid to move and throw. Brock Purdy, he's a timing guy. But he still can move and throw anywhere on the field.
Yes.
How uncomfortable can you make the quarterbacks? The one thing that the Chiefs did in Baltimore was they moved Lamar and did it with lane integrity, so they didn't give him gaps to run to. So that's why I feel like it's going to come down to the trenches.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you think of that assessment, Steve Young? Do you like it?
Well, I mean, remember the 49ers had an existential moment at halftime, a championship game at home, number one seed, down 24-7. There's something that happens to you in that moment. Mm. And I think that it's going to be interesting to see how they come out. Because the script, the last, since the Ravens game at Christmas, has been, we're not playing real great. We have grit, we have toughness, we come back, but we're not. Our defense is not, doesn't look like who we are. Offense hasn't been explosive, so I think it's the flip the script time, yeah, where we come out, run the ball really effectively, put points on the board, get ahead, make Patrick all of a sudden become Superman, trying to do too much, you know. So like, yeah, if they don't flip the script, and it's another playoff game like the last couple, it makes you wonder, do you have enough grit to do it three times in a row?
Right.
The Packers had him on the ropes. The
Lions, I know.
Come on, Dan. Yeah. You don't kick a field goal up 24. I mean, had him off the ropes. So I think the 49ers, in my mind, it's more of an emotional flip the script moment. If it gets into a real ball game, I think the 49ers are just, they've got to play Thanksgiving football, not Christmas football.
Steve Young is here, and Nate Burleson is here. Hour number two is coming up. We're still here on the Roku channel for another minute.
Can I ask a question?
Please.
So I hate it when people call a quarterback a game manager. It drives me crazy.
Yep.
As if managing the game isn't a good quality to have. Now, they have applied this to Brock Purdy. It's like they're finding reasons not to give him credit. So when you look at him, because I've been a fan of Brock since day one, when you look at him, what is his intangible? What's his thing that separates him?
First of all,
even before you answer, you have to boil it down to just 50 seconds as well, because we're almost off
the air. Will we get fast?
Yeah.
All right, look. 60% of the job, of championship football job, is to get the play, manage it, get the ball out, put it in people's hands, make the calculus, be Indiana Jones, decipher it in 2 seconds and get it. That's the job.
Yep.
40% of it in today's game is putting the Superman cape on, stiff arming a defensive lineman, running the sidelines, throwing across your body 60 yards. That's the other part of the job that he doesn't do. And so because of that, we say we kind of try to bring him down. But significant part of the job he is probably the best at right now.
Mm,
right?
The
significant part of the job, efficiency. Like, you, look at his
he's
numbers,
right,
bro.
He's right.
So in the end, right, is he capable of doing the Superman stuff? You saw last week he got on his horse a little bit.
He can do it.
But he said after the game, I'm not the fastest. I'm not the strongest. Hold on, Rich. I'll finish. I'm not the strongest, and I'm not the biggest.
Yeah.
So he's okay with who he is.
Yeah.
So everybody else needs to get okay with it as well.
That's right.
You guys are the best. Thanks for coming
Appreciate
on.
Appreciate you, man.
Steve, stay right there.
Bye, right, fellas.
What's up, Rob?
Bro,
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
And here's Lil Yachty with Tierra Whack.
I've never been to a fashion show. I never did any Paris Fashion Week, New York Fashion Week, and I'll tell you why. Because I would always go to events and people would say to me, oh man, Yachty, man, I love your music, bro. And I should be like, what song? At the time, I didn't love my music. I would feel like I'm in a room with all these artists and they all respect each other. And I feel like no one respects me.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.